Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Whoa. Here's Matt, guns it, caught, first touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught, touchdown Calvin Ridley. Grady Jarrett got another one. You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Big shout out to all the guys enjoying Ice Cold Hey Man L. It is our brew. The OG, as we like to say, the blonde L, the original, and the watermelon lime. And last night got a great picture from Clay Hall, who was like, man, enjoying a Hey Man. He sent a picture. We had guys at tailgating yesterday. Justin over at the Braves game with his brother. So big shout out to both of you guys hanging out yesterday. Now, Mike, we'll talk Braves coming up. If you're just joining us today, Braves postponed. They'll be rescheduled because the field was soggy and all of that stuff. So it's a getaway day anyway. It was an early start. So they'll play at San Diego, or San Francisco, should I say, not San Diego, coming up. But they're going to probably have to make up this Colorado game, but we're going to have to wait and see how they, you know, how all that plays out to be right. Announced.
Now, again, if you keep the games where you got at least one game or two in hand against Philadelphia, then, yeah, you're going to be okay. You won't have to replay. But if it does come down, you'll need that for the tiebreaker for the division, then that's one of those pain-in-the-butt games they'll have to squeeze into the schedule. Philly hosting the hapless Cubbies, by the way, tonight, and it's Kyle Hendricks versus Cam Bedrosian.
All right, we're going to talk more Braves. We'll recap what happened last night as well. As we get into the Falcon Report, guys, we're going to hear from Matt Ryan. It is the Matt Ryan Report on Thursdays as we get a chance to hear from our quarterback. Dave Archer sits down with him. That's on the way. But as we've been discussing today, and Mike, let's repeat this again because I think it's an eye-opener a little bit for Falcon fans when you hear the defensive coordinator say, hey, we didn't have all the things we needed to have because guys didn't necessarily play in the preseason.
Yeah, I don't have the audio for you to play, but I'll read the quote. So he was asked about the performance of the defense, and Dean Pease, veteran defensive coordinator, says, quote, people kind of forget that this is the first time some of these guys have run this stuff ever in their life. This is a different system, a different scheme. We didn't run a lot of this stuff in the preseason. So it's the first game some of those guys saw it. They will learn from their mistakes.
So I all along was a proponent for us playing, not because I want to get guys hurt or any of that crap. It was simply about the turnover. It was simply about new system, new guys coming in, and let me get a hold of everything. But that wasn't the case. So, you know, I'm not going to use that as an excuse because we got beat last Sunday. And I hope we compete and play better this Sunday, but Mike, it's certainly one of the things you have to mark down on the big board. If you're going, all right, O-line, not good. Pass protection, not good. And you start going down this list, you got to add this because now we know and it's been confirmed.
Yeah, man, it's a long way to go with this team. I also think, you know, people are a lot of anger about Arthur Smith and they, you know, not liking the comments about how Pitts was used. I think we also, guys, and again, if you're going to be angry, I mean, I'm not saying to go get the pitchforks out yet, although people are feeling that way. Fontenot did the best he could with the money he had available. You know, we always say Alex does the best with the money he has available. Well, a little bit different trying to put a team together in the NFL. We turned over a huge portion of the roster, and some of these guys are still gelling, to put it nicely. Hey, man, Falcon Report brought to you by our buddies at Domino's. Don't forget, while some guys will hit you up with some surprise
fees.
I don't want that. I want some freeze. And that's where Domino's comes in. $50 million in freeze. A 1 in 14 chance of winning when you do your order. So it could be something like dessert or extra pizzas. Go to Domino's.com.
Now, we do have Thursday Night Football. We're going to talk more about that as well. And if you want to hear the entire Arthur Smith interview. You will get a chance coming up next hour, guys. Again, we don't assume you hear everything all day, all the time. And I think it's important that you get a gist of what Coach had to say, not only about last week, but looking ahead. 6:20, that will happen. Reminder, 2021 Pro Football Pick'em, brought to you by Rocket Mortgage, guys. No point spreads, no lineups. It's totally free to enter. And you can just go pick the most games and get them right throughout the season. You'll have a chance to win $10,000 and $1,000 every week. Here's what you got to do, though. Text PICKS, P-I-C-K-S, to 20357. 20357. That's PICKS to get involved with the Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em. Mike, which way are you leaning tonight, by the way? Just out of curiosity.
You know what? I'll go with the WTF.
Okay.
That's
okay.
The Washington football. I'm sorry. I know I always screw around with it. But yeah, man, I mean, let's roll with the good juju with the Heineke. Grab a Heineken tonight and see what happens.
I'm kind of with you on that. We'll see what the Giants do. That's the Thursday night matchup. Let's hear what our quarterback had to say. It's time for the Matt Ryan Report, brought to you by our friends at Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Well, Matt, after you had a chance to look at the tape, we talked post-game. Obviously, it was not the outcome you're looking for, but there are some building blocks that look pretty good in the first half. Is that something you can work on for this week to get yourselves in maybe a W?
Absolutely. You know, I think you know it playing for a long time, too. The tape's never as good. It's never as bad. And so while we're disappointed with how it shook out, there were some definite positives. I thought the way we ran the football in the first half, the physicality of our running backs across the board, CP, Mike, Keith Smith, you know, those are things we can hang our hat on. There's a lot to clean up, but I believe those things are correctable, and, you know, it makes me excited heading into this week.
As you're always a great self-evaluator. You're always looking at what you're doing. When you get down in the red zone, there's so many tight windows and so many things. What did you see from those red zone opportunities that maybe the team needs to improve on, you need to improve on? I know you're constantly trying to get better.
For sure. You know, the level of precision that is required down there is higher than in other parts of the field. And I look back to our first drive, you know, just front pat and a flat route to Mike Davis. It would have been a bang-bang play, but as physical as those guys were running, that's a tough tackle for a corner. So, you know, I got to be a little more accurate there. Same thing for our guys across the board, just a little bit better level of detail and a better level of execution.
All right, you got a good group. Obviously, this is a group you know extremely well. They've been able to get after you guys some. You go back to the last time you played them in December, you were up 17-0 at the halftime. When you look at this defensive unit, where do you attack them?
Yeah, they're really talented defense in the front seven. I think they're a really well-coached defense. I think Todd Bowles does a great job. They stress you in lots of different ways. I think you have to get into drives. You know, I think you have to try and wear their front down a little bit and keep them on the field, because if you keep them fresh, you know, they make it extremely difficult for you. So it's going to be important for us to be efficient early in drives, do a really good job on first and second down of getting yards and keeping ourselves, you know, third and five or less, yeah. You know, where they can't really pin their ear back. They've got to defend a little bit of run. They've got to defend some screens. They've got to defend a lot of different calls. I think if we can do that, that gives us our best chance.
You're one of the best ball handling quarterbacks that I've seen. Your ability to do play action, be able to disguise what's going on. Certainly, you established a run game last week. How much does that help you going into this week where you can maybe play action on first down?
Yeah, I think it's huge. You know, when you can get the run game going, and they've got two linebackers that are awesome against the run. So when you can get that run game going, it means they have to fit their gaps a little bit faster, and they've got to be a little bit more downhill, which leads to some of the explosive gains you can get in the passing game and in terms of play action pass. So that's huge for us. If we can continue to do that, I think there's going to be a lot of really good things we can do as we move forward.
All right, you throw the tape on from last Thursday night, and Dak Prescott threw it 53 times. The run game was an afterthought, a team that likes to run the football. What can you glean from that tape that helps you?
Well, I think there's some stuff in terms of pass concepts of what they're going to call situationally, what they kind of hang their hat on that you can take. A lot of it is similar to what they've done in the past. I mean, when you've had as much success as they've had on the defensive side of the ball, there's not a whole lot of things that they're changing. They believe in what they do, and they do it well. I think, you know, for us, you know, you do see in that game as they got further into drives the level of fatigue that can come in, and we hope that's an advantage for us as we play there this week.
Well, they certainly look like they have some injuries in the secondary, which should bode well for you. What did you think of Kyle Pitts, his first time out? I know you got him, you hit him four times. Really nice little seam post there, I believe, in the second half that you're able to get the ball to him.
I thought he did a good job. You know, it's a hard position to come in and play right away because you're asked to do a lot of things in the run game. You're asked to do a lot of things in the passing game. You're asked to be involved in pass protection. You know, and they're moving him at different positions for us. And so handling all that, I thought he was calm. I thought he was composed. I think he's going to continue to get better as the year goes on. And I think you'll probably see his role expand as the year goes on as he gets more comfortable.
All right, man, go get you a road win.
All right, thanks, Arch.
Let's hope. Let's hope we get a road win. That's Matt Ryan with our own Dave Archer, guys. It is the Matt Ryan Report brought to you again by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Mike, you know, I wouldn't expect anything else from Matt. Does he want to play better and wants this offense to play better? That's a dumb question, right? We all know that that's the case.
Right.
How do we do it? How does that happen on Sunday? What does that look like on Sunday? Because as much as I think people go, well, we came out and we ran the ball against the Eagles and we had those good drives. Can't we do that against this team? The Cowboys, Ezekiel Elliott had 33 yards.
Yeah, they pretty much, as we said earlier in the week, abandoned the run against Tampa Bay. And then, but I will say this, they also did a real, their offensive line, with being down a right guard, went and did a fantastic job against that physical line we have to play. But their offensive line is just better than ours. So it comes back, and I've said we probably use the phrase X's and O's and, you know, Jim's and Joe's a lot in the last 3 days because it's just, I mean, you may see Dalman at left guard. You know, we've been picking on what's going on there, obviously, with Jalen Mayfield. Hennessy might not be up to snuff, you know, and again, it's Vita Vea and Ndamukong Suh. It's, you know, it's seven guys that can get after the quarterback. You know, it's just, I'm not trying to be a jerk about this. I just think, Carl, we may struggle. And we may have to look for some wins later in the season. I just don't see I don't see it happening on Sunday.
Hey, man, we got plenty more to dive into. Strong arm story of the day is on the way. We'll recap what happened with the Braves. Game postponed today. It will be rescheduled at some point to be announced. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, let's talk more about these Falcons, guys, because we want you to hear from Dean Pease. He did speak to the media, and this is an audio medium, which means we want you to hear what he had to say, and we will react. It is Dukes and Bell, and Mike, he did say something that I find interesting talking today about positionless football. Now, this is a term we've heard a lot in basketball, right, especially over the last 10 years. Stretch fours, you don't talk about fives, which are centers anymore. It's really, can you play and guard all these positions, no matter what your size is? And he talked about this, and I want to play this first because this gets back to being versatile and trying to do all these things he wants to do. You know, back in the day, you needed a certain kind of linebacker. You needed, you know, this kind of player up front. And I'm not saying you still don't need studs, but listen to Dean Pease talk about positionless football.
Well, the biggest thing is that, you know, you can't just play one coverage. You can't go out there and just say, okay, we're going to man them up, or I'm just not going to play cover two, or I'm just going to play cover three. I think you got to keep mixing the coverages on them. But at the same point in time, the biggest part of it is the biggest challenge is just not letting them get a deep ball. You know, make them go the long, hard way. Maybe a ball get tipped. A lot of things can happen. But, you know, you give them a 50-yard touchdown score, it's just too easy. You got to make them at least work and get down the red zone, shrink the field, hopefully play good in the red zone. You know, get off the field on third down. But the biggest thing is just don't give up just easy plays, whether it's run or pass.
Okay, and I do agree with that. But, you know, the big explosive plays are what kill you. And you talked about Antonio Brown with Tom Brady and that. Mike, we didn't even see Mike Evans really do anything last time.
Yeah, I know that, you know, Mike Evans is a guy, and sometimes if he's not feeling it 100% healthy is one thing, but sometimes he makes the easy – makes the hard catch and misses the easy one. But Antonio Brown, and you see the chemistry, and they were trying to get things cooking, that, you know, that brief interlude that he had in New England before things went off the rails and he had to sit out some time. But Antonio Brown and Tom Brady, man. You see the game against the Cowboys. Not to mention, Carl, if you're going to try to blitz Tom Brady, like, you think Tom Brady hasn't seen everything in the book? I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, they got Giovanni Bernard. That might be another weapon they'll use out of the backfield. Ronald Jones will get the start, as we heard from our buddy Rick Stroud yesterday. And then, of course, at some point, Fournette's going to get him his shot in the rotation. So it's a lot of weapons. Offensive line, you could argue, isn't maybe as good as the Philly offensive line, would you say?
Yes.
I mean, or a push or a little bit, you know. But it's still a better offensive line than what we're rolling out. But, I mean, Dean Pease is going to try to, you know, more looks, more things that, you know, we're going to try to throw at Tom Brady. But it's just, to me, and I had a guy, you know, saying, the Falcons are going to, they're going to man up, Mike. Stop with the negativity. I'm like, yeah, I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, by the way, look, we are Falcon fans. We told the coach the first interview we did with him, we are season ticket holders, okay? I mean, dude, I'm not sitting here to be a contrarian. I'm just telling you. We had the defensive coordinator today tell the media, yeah, it probably would have helped if I had these guys know the system. They didn't know the system. They never played it in the preseason. And now you're going up against the greatest quarterback to ever dress out with a full complement of weapons. So how do you think that's going to turn out? And again, if you feel that Al Pacino is going to come down and go, where's your pride, Falcons? Like, you know, any given Sunday. And this is kind of a pride game. You guys humiliated on, you know, on TV. You look terrible. Guys are getting smoked. But, Carl, there's nobody really to replace the guys who got smoked. They just have to do a better job. And I'm not sure they can do a better job in this scenario, in this situation. Not right now. Maybe later in the season.
Let me get this right. Are you saying we have no shot?
We have no shot.
Let's hear
as
from
strong as I feel about Georgia beating South Carolina. I feel, now, again, if you want me to get pom-poms out, but who the hell feels confident after what we just saw? I know we had two drives and went down the field, but they stalled, right? Because we made mistakes. If you can correct that, then, okay, we're going to get two touchdowns against Tampa Bay. But it's a better football team. They're the freaking defending champions. I don't care if we blew a 17-point lead to them last year in December, and they used that as a springboard to get their act together.
Are you saying we have no shot?
No shot. You don't put words in my mouth.
Okay, let's hear from Dean Pees on making sure guys understand their assignments this week.
Did some uncharacteristic things last week. I've watched that film a lot of times, and because that's our job as coaches to get things cleaned up and get them fixed. And a little bit of it is, just things that we got to do a better job of as coaches of really fine tuning and really being exact and explaining things on how things are going to work. One of our big goals last week was, I know you don't think so, but was take care of the quarterback, both in the run game and in the pass game. Don't let him out of the pocket, make him be a pocket passer, and take him on the run game. We had somebody assigned to him on every run. I know it didn't look like it. So you go back and you look at that, because it's not like these guys don't want to do exactly what you tell them. What do we got to do better as a coaching staff than to make sure that they know exactly what we want?
I mean, if there was a spy, it was Maxwell Smart. I mean, they talked about it. You and I brought this up last week. I know Chuck, we talked about it every night. But, I mean, if there was a spy, that's a fail, Carl, on that mission.
Yeah.
I mean, Jalen Hurts was able to do everything he wanted to do, especially in the second half.
Well, they didn't tackle. That's part of it. I mean, it's not like you didn't get a finger or hand on him. You just couldn't get him down.
You can have Grady spying him because Grady's in the middle of the line. But the guy who made the most athletic play against Jalen Hurts was Grady Jarrett on Sunday.
Yeah, running him out of bounds. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. It's our strong arm story of the day. We're talking about this tomorrow, Friday, obviously. We're going to have more football guests on the program. But as we've been talking about this today, the reveal of what Dean Pees was talking about with the preseason and some guys not knowing and being where they needed to be, which got us into this whole conversation. Last but not least, giving up easy plays. It's easy to say we can't give up easy plays, but then when they happen, you kind of look around and go, man, they made that look easy. I'll give you an example. Last week, that first touchdown by the Eagles, Mike, they made that look really easy. And right. And you're going, the pass to Smith in the end zone there, and he makes a move, and all of a sudden he's wide open. That, to me, was just way too easy. Let's hear what Dean Pees has to say about that.
You just watch anybody that's played against him, ever. And, you watch Dallas. If you're not, I don't care who you are. It doesn't have to be Dallas. It's really anybody. If you're not where you're supposed to be, he's going to take advantage of it. That guy has tremendous vision and a tremendous feel for the game. I mean, he's if he's not the greatest of all time, I don't know who is. I mean, I think I've been around him a long time, went against him in practice every day for 6 years, and coached against him 7 times while on another team as a coordinator. He's going to know where people are going to be. So, yeah, you need to be where you need to be at the right time.
So let's be clear. Nobody has more experience in facing this guy than we've had on our coaching staff over the last 10 years than this guy. He just told you, with Belichick and on that staff in New England, right. Coached against him every day in practice, and then obviously with the Ravens and other teams, he knows Brady. So his point is, you line up wrong, Brady List does a double take and goes, I'm about to go at this dude. Right. And then there's a touchdown. It cannot be that easy all afternoon. Be where you're supposed to be. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Last week, I thought we got beat because of, and not the entire game, but there were certain plays after going back and checking this out, that we got beat based on where guys were lined up. We're letting guys get on the outside of us,
and not keeping contained because you're lined up in the wrong spot. And now you're supposed to beat two blocks. It's not going to happen. Brady is that good, way better than Jalen Hurts at this point in his career. You guys know that. So I think Dean Pease is aware of that. And then having gone up against him in practice, Mike, that's even more so. He's not making this up. You don't have to just turn the film on. He goes, you line up wrong. Your footwork is wrong. He's going to get you.
Now, we sacked this guy three times in that game in December where we had the 17-0 lead at halftime.
Don't remind me.
Well, half that team is gone, okay? Ricardo Allen is gone. Or, Carl ran Debo out. So, I mean, I'm sorry, Keanu Neal. Debo is still here. But give credit
time. Keanu might see some playing time with all the injuries with the Cowboys now,
that
right?
That is true. That is true. But, I mean, yes, I mean, yeah, I mean, Tom Brady is still, if it bleeds, we can kill it. But, yeah. But the only way you beat Tom Brady, talk to the Giants and the Eagles, is you got to punch him in the mouth. Mm. The way that teams have beaten Tom Brady is they get after that, you know, as GATA, okay, for Georgia fans, you know, Irk Russell, get after that age, and that's how you do it. So, do we have those guys? We talked to Jacob Tuioti Mariner, really good guy, likable guy, got a 1-year extension this year with the Falcons, you know, and he's going to do his darndest. He had a sack last week. Take a listen.
Do you think that you played enough and got what you needed in the preseason?
That's stuff that, you know, that I can't control. But, you know, only if I get put on the field, that's the only thing I can control.
So that's a no.
I can't give you a definite answer on that one.
So did you want to be out on the field more in preseason?
Well, you know, being on the field is a blessing in itself. So if I'm asked to be on the field, I'll be on the field.
Jacob, if you coached a football team, how did you run things in the preseason?
I'm gonna stick to my answer.
And he did. He did not waver. So,
but again, I think he wanted a little more. You wanted a few more reps to learn Dean Pease's defense. His participation in it entailed, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. We'd love to hear from you guys and so many people chiming in on this conversation, and it's going to be interesting. I will say this, and I know Mike is pretty confident in his decision already to say this is going to be tough to win and we have no shot. The NFL is weird.
Yes.
It's weird. And weird when you go, a team is going to lose by 14 or 17 points after being humiliated last week. It's why tonight everybody's on the Washington football team, mm-hmm. you know, but watch what happens. I mean, right. The Giants aren't going to get blown out. It's just, it's weird. And I know that. So I am very reluctant about what team's going to show up on Sunday against the Buccaneers.
Barkley, I'm sure whether they have Saquon on a pitch count tonight or what's going on there. Sterling, the receivers weren't so bad last week. Daniel Jones, who believes in that guy? But it's Heinicke.
Yeah,
Evan Ingram is out again. He can't stay healthy. So, I mean, 3 points, by the way, 3.5 in some books for the Washington football team. Somebody thinks it's too rich what the Bucs are getting. It's down to 12.5 right now. Tampa Bay, 12.5.
All right, man. More to get to here, guys, coming up. We're going to talk about the Braves. Postponed today, but what happened last night?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, so what happened last night? Braves lose again, Mike. And here was the thing, guys. We had runners in scoring position all night, 1 for 10. Couldn't get them home. But what'd you make of Yanoa, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, we were looking for a little more, right? I mean, you and I had talked about how he lost a bunch of his starts. But, I mean, you know, going five innings or six innings and this and that. But Yanoa last night, just 4 2/3. So I just, you know, like to see somebody here in this rotation go a little bit deeper other than Charlie Morton, right? Or Freed occasionally. But anyway, just 2 earned runs, 8 strikeouts, though. So there was some action on his fastball. A lot of his, 2/3 of his pitches were strikes. You know, it just, unfortunately, you weren't clutch. Your pitcher did enough. 2 runs is enough for this Braves team to go get it done. And we just couldn't put together the beginning. You're right. And then, unfortunately, I really just had a feeling Freddie was going to deliver some highlights last night at the end, but it didn't happen. Minter is coming and went. And unfortunately, with the runner on second, the single knocked him in. That's that Mickey Mouse crap with the extra innings we have now.
Yeah, man. Jacob Webb came in last night, and I thought this was interesting because if you guys remember, I mean, I know we've seen a bunch of guys in the bullpen, but Webb came in, was really good.
He's been better.
Well, he struggled, though. You got to go back. This was what I think you got to go back almost to the beginning of the summer when I think it was that he went down to AAA, and he's been back now, and he's been really good. So it was May that it actually happened. That he had, I think it was 3 outings where he ended up going back down to AAA, and we all went, okay, is he going to be back? Right. What's going on? Long story short, Mike.
Well, he also had the, when he hit Pilar, too, it kind of messed with his head.
It did. Yeah. That's right. So he came back, and you look at his numbers, okay, in September, 2 hits across 7 1/3 innings, 5 scoreless innings, and 7 appearances. He's been really good. So now, is this another guy that you feel like, okay, you know what? If you feel shaky about the bullpen or some areas, is this another guy you can add to that mix?
I like Webb, but he's been doing better. You're right. You know, and I mean, because you and I were talking about this yesterday. What are you going to do? You're going to do like a double dip where if a game is out of hand and somebody's only giving you 3 or 4 innings, you're going to do 2 innings of Smiley and 2 innings of Tukey? Ugh, who wants to see that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so Webb is a guy who's kind of reclaimed his mojo. Now, don't laugh at me, but Newcomb had a nice outing the other night, too.
No, he did. He absolutely did. Right.
So, I mean, we got some guys, and Webb has seemed like he's definitely got some things cooking. So I'm always crapping on the pitching coaches, whether it's AAA, but Webb seems like he's found something. Let's hope he can stay there.
All right, man. Today, got by the way, guys, game postponed. But, you know, we're still 3.5 games up. Now, the Phillies play tonight, right, Mike? They're still...
Yeah, they got a. I think it's a 6 o'clock start for them, earlier start, and they were taking on the Cubbies.
Okay, so we'll keep an eye on that. But we're still up 3.5 games despite these 2 losses to the Rockies. But this is what we talked about in the correlation to Atlanta United. And we'll talk more about what United did at top of the hour here in our top 3 at 6. But, Mike, Atlanta United's beating the teams they should. And, you know, for the most part, the Braves have been doing that as well. But this is also a team that you should be taking advantage of. And, you know, you're losing these close games. You're finding ways to not get it done. And that's the stuff that comes back to bite you. Atlanta United is taking advantage of this, and maybe it gets them back in the playoff hunt. We already did that. You know, we're only a point down, and now back in the playoff race. If you drew the line, we'd be in. So you were trying to salvage a game today. That's not going to happen. We'll wait to see if they make this game up or whatever to be announced. Right. But now you got to go play the Giants, you know, and you've been saying this. As much as we still think the Dodgers are way better than the Giants, here the Giants are. They haven't gone anywhere.
No. And what was it last night? It was Sensatella was the pitcher for the Rockies.
Yes.
And he's had some good outings. They've won like 5 of his last 6 outings. So when he goes, you know, things are happening. They're not the hottest team in baseball, but they've had some big wins. They beat the Phillies, and obviously they took 2 from us. So, I mean, it's just weird, though, because the Rockies are considered one of the worst teams on the road in the big leagues, but they did have some mojo, and it was a low-scoring National League-type game. By the way, Chris, in my ear, looking at the Phillies information, it's a bullpen start for the Phillies, so Girardi's going to do that tonight.
Okay.
So let's hope that blows up in their face.
Yeah, let's hope so. Hey, man, but I still feel good about the Braves, and that's where I was going to go.
It takes a little wind out of your sails, but yes. We've been playing at a great clip. We just want to get to that, you know, the magic number is still, 15? We want to just get the situation where we've got games in hand when we play those final 6 games, those 3 against the Mets and those 3 against the Phillies.
Yeah. All right, man, 404-741-0929. That is the number. I want to mention this too, Mike, because we brought up Roberto Clemente and what he meant to baseball. And right. If you're not of a certain age, you may not be aware of how amazing Roberto Clemente was. But Eddie Rosario wore number 21.
Yeah.
And I thought that was just really cool. It was Roberto Clemente Day, and, you know, he also had a pretty good game. I mean, he had an RBI last night, you know, had a shot, I think it was in the 5th inning. But this is something we've talked about, you know, with the history and the tradition of some of the great players maybe being lost over the years. And, you know, I heard Eddie Rosario talk about this last night afterwards, and I was like, he's right, man. I mean, all the things you're talking about with Roberto Clemente need to be preserved. You know, we do the Jackie Robinson Day and where everybody wears the number. I agree with him on Roberto Clemente.
This guy's a tremendous, I mean, again, he's like the hero of Puerto Rico, you know, and a guy that, now, again, I tweeted the picture yesterday. First off, good-looking dude, right? I mean, the guy was a
little, yes, he was.
Had
yes,
swagger,
he was.
Did everything. And for younger guys who don't know, I mean, literally, yeah, 3,000 hits, won a World Series with the Pirates, and trying to get earthquake relief to Nicaragua. He dies in a plane crash with a plane that was going to be loaded with supplies to help people. So a good dude. And a guy I never saw because he died when I was too young. My old man raved about Roberto Clemente. So I had that picture I posted yesterday on his 20th anniversary of Roberto Clemente Day. Mm. He's one of those dudes that my dad always talked about. And I never got to see Willie Mays. By the time he was with the Mets, I was 5, and he was, you know, I was too young to realize what he was.
Yeah.
But Roberto Clemente was one of those guys, and he's a legend to those players. So that's why it's kind of cool to get to wear the 21.
It is. All right, man. It's Dukes and Bell. Coming up, we're going to get to the top three at 6. By the way, for those who missed it, we will let you hear in its entirety our interview with Arthur Smith because – again, I thought yesterday when we asked him about not only the O-line, but Pitts and all those things, you know, we asked him even about Brady and how amazed he is that Brady is 45 and doing what he's doing. And then, Mike, you said today Brady came out, I guess it was a presser, and said he thinks he could play to 50?
Yeah, and he was being tongue-in-cheek. And then the people ask, well, what would Giselle think about that? You know, so he's just having fun with it. But, I mean, look. Until he gets hurt, until something pops on a hamstring, heaven forbid, he's going to keep on doing this. And the guy, again, he has lived his life, especially the last 10 years, to keep himself in the shape to do this.
Yes, yes,
you know,
yes.
Whereas other guys have broken down. And Bobby Hebert always he told us the story years ago, but other quarterbacks have told us this story too. There's a part in the NFL where the game slows down for you, where you see everything, you know exactly where the ball's supposed to go, you can read the defenses, and unfortunately, usually that coincides with your body breaking down. Well, Tom Brady's body isn't breaking down, and he's 44 in a team that's loaded. So, and again, guys, Carl touched on this. I don't want to give you – I mean, yes, Carl, I will give you a less than 10% chance of the Falcons winning, but that's still a percent that we could win. I just think it's – there's a lot of things stacked against us right now. We're a 4-win team that turned over its roster. We got a lot of young guys learning this on both sides of the football. So it's just – it's a recipe for a long day potentially unless your stars shine. Can Matt Ryan elevate his game? Make that touchdown throw in the red zone that he gacked. You know, can Calvin Ridley make those key catches? If your stars do what they're supposed to do, and again, Kyle Pitts can't be a star if the coach doesn't have him on the field, though, Carl.
No, no. But I will say this, and it's Thursday. I think we see a different team. I think the Falcons are in this game on Sunday. Now, I may be completely wrong on Monday. I'm as mad as hell as I was last Monday, and I hope not. But I think they play better, and I think this is going to be a lot closer game than people expect it to be. All right, man, it's Dukes and Bell. What do you think? The Bucks going to win by 50? Bucks by 50!
No, Carl, you think I'd bet against the Falcons? Do you think I would do that?
Don't answer that. Hey, man, coming up, top three at 6 is on the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.